Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode on Dr. Truth's podcast. It is I, your host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth. And it is that time of the season where everyone who is able, everyone who thinks they have the capacity, is racing, trying to make it into the SRC. We caught up with one of the individuals who is running, contesting for one of the hottest seats in the SRC. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the SG's post. So today we are joined by Panganai Darikai, one of the 18 contestants for the Secretary General's post. And we are going to be hearing what his mantra is, how he plans to revolutionize the University of Zimbabwe once he is appointed into office. Pleasure to be having you today, Panganai Darikai. You are one of the 18 contestants running for the Secretary General's post. Now, before we go into the main question and answer session, maybe if you can just give us a brief introduction of who Panganai Darikai is, because I'm sure the viewers would want to know who Panganai Darikai is.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. I'm glad to be on your podcast, Dr. Truth. I'm Panganai Darikai, and I'm doing my part two. BMS, now that's the new medicine, BMS. I've been doing civil engineering in China, and I had to quit it because I had a soft spot for medicine. Yes, that's my passion. So I went there hoping that they would give me medicine or pharmacy, but that wasn't the case.
Okay.
So they gave me civil engineering. So I had to quit, come back here.
Come back home. Problem.
Yeah, then I started
BMS.
BMS. Right. So I am an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yes, that's where I learned it from China, maybe. So I started buying things online, medical stuff. So I have a company, Quanta Medical, which is a supply of medical instruments. Yeah. I'm good at chess. I like that, and I like music. So. So that's Panganai Darikai as well, and I hope to become a great politician.
Right. Thank you very much. I think now the viewers and the prospective voters, they now know in brief who Panganai Darikai is. But as any type of voter or any prospective voter, they want to know, what good have you done for us to vote for you, right? So as a question from myself to you on behalf of the voters, what good have you done to the students, which shows your eligibility for the post of Secretary General?
Okay, thank you for that question. To mention a few, of the things I've done outside the power, because I am not someone who is in office who is expected to execute public duties.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, I've been helping a lot of students here at the University of Zimbabwe. So, someone in the medical industry, I've helped a lot of people, students, relatives, nurses, and the likes. I helped them apply for visas and all the process that needs to be done to go to practice in the UK.
Okay.
I've done that at zero charge.
Right.
I've done that here on the University of Zimbabwe. A lot of people will say that they were approaching me and saying, okay, you can do, you have been in the health industry for quite some time. Maybe I want you to help me with a relative, do this and this is how to help greatly for free. They were University of Zimbabwe students.
Okay.
Also, program here nationally, that is the whole of Zimbabwe, the program to fundraise for basic equipment.
Okay.
Because there have been a lot of outcry in social media that there are no gloves, there are no cancer machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said, what can I do as a citizen?
So as an entrepreneur.
Exactly. So I then instituted a method and said, I want to host fundraising galas and my donations and such. I've approached the Ministry of Health, I've laid my foundation. So gladly enough, I'm starting with the Masvingo Provincial Hospital, and everything that needed to be done is done on paper.
Okay.
And that's where we've been given a green light from the government.
Right.
That's my program.
Okay.
So I'm helping everyone, be it it's from the University of Zimbabwe, or you're not from the University of Zimbabwe. That's the kind of programs that I've been doing.
Okay.
If everyone has ever also seen laundry service at the University of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But that was my initiative as well. Okay. So we approached the university to try and get a facility so that we put laundry services. But that wasn't the case because we were not given the place here at the University of Zimbabwe. We were trying to engage the university so that it gives us what?
A great
place to do it here. Mm-hmm. But actually we are doing outside campus, just near campus, but we're collecting on campus and delivering on campus. Okay. It's just $3. Mm-hmm. So you, all the weeks where you all the clothes you can wear per week, you can wash them with just $3. It has helped a lot of students. Now they don't have to wash their clothes and then wait for them to dry, mm-hmm. or be afraid that they're going to be stolen.
So
that's one of my initiatives I've done. I've also initiated a program here at the University of Zimbabwe for manufacturing matrips.
Okay.
So that's saline, normal grade saline. Yeah, you understand that it's being charged $10.
Okay.
Yeah, but that thing is, that thing, we deliberated on the issue and we said we want to manufacture saline locally.
Okay.
Yeah. So the production cost is 30 cents and the packaging is about 50 cents. So the whole item is going to cost around 80 cents. Mm-hmm. And it's being charged 10 years at a government hospital.
Okay.
Imagine the private sector. But people are just dying. So that's my passion as a person who is into health.
Okay.
But it's just not that I do just work with health people. I mm-hmm. work with a lot of people. I've ventured into mining. I'm an importer. Okay. I do work with a lot of people. Some guys, they just tell you, I'm into IT. Could you get this for me?
Right.
Or for everyone who has approached me, mm-hmm. who knows me. Maybe people, they don't know me. So I work in the shadows. Of course, I don't want just to get credit. It will be, it will end up like you'll be breaking. But everyone who has worked for me, I've received them with warm hands. He said, can you help me? I'm into IT. Help me import. I don't charge the University of Zimbabwe student, especially someone who looks like they are struggling. I don't charge you items like I just said. If I'm importing for you, then I'll charge 10% of whatever you're importing. But for University of Zimbabwe students, I've imported a lot. Memory cards, accessories.
Yeah.
I imported them for free because I have the access. I was abroad, and I saw the links. I know the cheaper routes to bring. I know how to cut the supply chain. So I bring those guys. For everyone who has done that, I'm quite certain that I've helped them. A lot of guys who then saw that, this guy's into entrepreneurship, started coming to me saying, "Good, I'm into poetry. Can you help me this? I've done this. What could you recommend?" I've just recommended, not even said you have consulted on me that I need money.
Because
I understand the situation. As a student, don't have money, and the economy of Zimbabwe, the economy is stupid.
Okay.
So I understand that. That's what I've done for someone who's not in power. But I wish I would be having power and I could do a lot of things.
Okay. So what you're saying is, with the minimal capacity that you had, that is what you have been able to do so far.
Exactly.
Implying that, provided that you manage to bag the Secretary General's post, you will be able to do far much greater than what you've done so far.
I would want to put it this way. I would do a miracle.
Okay.
Suppose I become the Secretary General. Suppose there are people who are good at soccer.
Yeah.
There are people who are good at school, mm-hmm. the academics, the intellect. There are people who are good at singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible singer.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a terrible singer. So I do want to appreciate all those guys who are good at singing, and I wish I was good at that, mm-hmm. but I'm not.
Okay.
But let me tell you one thing that I can say God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to organize.
Okay. Organization.
That's administration. That's my talent. So I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Instituting something and observing what I've done
mm-hmm.
is actually part of me.
Okay.
So I would like to put it in this way. If I'm going to be given the Secretary General post, I want to do something that has never been done before. I want to make sure that I'm going to do wonders and put things here on campus that have never been seen. International standard. That's what I want to see being done right today.
Right. So all this you have been able to do in your capacity just as Panganai Darikai. Now, we want to know, I'm sure I speak on behalf of the students and the university at large when I say, what good are you going to bring to the university? What good are you going to bring to the students once you are appointed as the Secretary General and perhaps as the main Secretary General of the University of Zimbabwe?
Okay, thank you for the question, Mr. Mishak. Okay, there are going to be about 18 sales engineers, as you've said before. So from the 18, we just need 8.
Okay.
They'll be given different portfolios. Mm-hmm. So hopefully if I get elected, I'll be addressing problems given to me, maybe on our agreement, there's 8 secretary generals, so which portfolio I think I could tackle the best. But I think I'll be able to tackle almost any portfolio I'll be given. Yeah, from the 8 portfolios that will be given, maybe 7 or 8 portfolios that are going to be given.
Okay.
So if it's transport, I'm sure I will rejuvenate the industry.
All right.
When it comes to pyramids, mm-hmm. they're having a challenge. I have a friend of mine who's in part 2. Mm-hmm. I used to escort him from Newo to the church you get down there. You're walking to Parinyat. I understand a lot of problems. They don't understand the fact that we don't understand maybe what they're going through, mm-hmm. because we are not pyramids.
We are not pyramids. Right?
Yeah, but I'm quite certain as BMS, we are just going to Parinyatwa in August.
Okay.
And we'll be facing the same problem.
Alright.
Yeah. It's not just medical students who are suffering these problems, everyone else.
Yeah, and imagine coming from as far as Chitungwiza.
Exactly.
I have some classmates of mine,
yeah.
who come from as far as Chitungwiza.
Yes.
Any times they are late for class.
Late for class.
Right? And you don't want to be late for an exam.
Yeah.
So which makes the transport issue a very serious thing that needs to be addressed.
Exactly. That brings me to the question. From the previous, our predecessors,
mm-hmm.
what have they been towing here at the investors? Because you see some problems and you begin to wonder, well, this is just a small problem. Anyone can fix it. Suppose they are given the chance and the power to do that.
Yeah.
Like the issue of your friend who's coming from Kitungwiza, your classmate.
Mm-hmm.
We can solve that problem easily. We try to build hostels here.
Okay.
The investors, like I said before, or we say as a short-term plan, we cannot have the hostel maybe in 6 months. What are we going to do? We're going to negotiate with the houses surrounding the campus. They're going to be assimilated to the university. That is the rules of accommodation. You have to apply, they have to be uniform. That the ones who are on campus and the ones who are off campus, okay? They have to be given meals, the same meals that are being given here.
Right.
They have to pay the same rates outside there. I'm not just talking sci-fi here.
Yeah.
I'm talking something that is
applicable
and which is being applied to some institutions. Talk of the Great Zimbabwe University.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that if you are accommodating University of Zimbabwe students, you have to be registered with the university.
Okay.
This protects the students. We have some students who are being raped outside campus.
Mm-hmm.
We have students which are being robbed.
And I also think that, when it's in a system where it's just independent providers of accommodation,
yes.
students are prone to exploitation.
Exactly.
You can make
being exploited.
Pay huge sums of
huge
money.
Sums. What would you say? Is acknowledging the crisis which is happening at the university, that the university is able to accommodate just 2,000. And we have 25,000 students.
Mm.
So these guys are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they make sure they charge maybe 3 times the price which we are paying here at the University of Zimbabwe. So those guys from the SRSC, I began to wonder, maybe the politicians exist for money. Is it for the allowances they get into office? Or some of these problems they can just solve it with a single swing of a pen. It's just got to get an agreement with the people, just to get government to facilitate that. Government has been doing a lot of things actually with building houses for civil servants, whatsoever, that housing scheme.
Yeah.
Why can we not have the SRC actually prove beyond any reasonable doubt? I'm sure if we go with this camera at some point and we go to SU at some time, you'd actually witness that some people are sleeping at SU.
Okay.
Pretending you have discussions then by 12, and then sometime later you see they take out blankets and they sleep.
What?
This is happening at the University of Zimbabwe. So if you are able to take that off, that video, maybe go there with donors, they can construct hostels, whatsoever. These are the visions that I hope, if I'm elected, as a secretary, I would be happy to solve those problems. But if I'm elected as the main secretary general, then I'll be able to make sure that I supervise everything that is being done here at the University of Zimbabwe. That means even to attachments, even employment. We cannot have the government ignore the employment issue while it's there educating people here. Then let us not get them educated if we don't have any.
Why educate them if they are not going to be of any use into the corporate world?
Exactly. And why are they not retiring? Because they are 70 years. Someone is a system administrator at an IT institution at the age of 70 years.
Okay.
But we have a vibrant 16-year-old person who is able to do the same work.
Okay.
Then we have University of Zimbabwe graduates who are very much educated and they know how to do
the whole of it.
But then that guy is not probably working it out, the 70-year-old. Mm-hmm. He's just using the University of Zimbabwe graduate, but yet he's the one who's doing all the work. But he's not the 70-year-old guy. He's just using him as an alibi. So that's what I'm saying, Guti. I will push as the main secretary, you know, to make sure they get employment and they be retired. We need to consult with the government. We need to consult with the parliamentary portfolio committees on these issues.
Yeah.
And that's something that has never been done before. Someone holds that office for a year. You never even know his name.
Okay.
Maybe his nickname will be popular
mm-hmm.
for other things, not office related.
Yeah.
So you'll be enjoying a salary or an allowance, you'll be enjoying raise. But I hope that's all going to go away. So if I become the main secretary general, I'll be sure part of my job description will be to work with other STs to supervise them and make sure they actually execute the mandate that I'll be given with the students. And then people will be checking up with me that SG, you said we're going to get attachment. What's happening?
You said we're going to get accommodation.
Exactly. What's happening?
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting. So ladies and gentlemen, I am sure you are already getting the mantra of this man, right? So it's all up to you. It's all about how you decide on the 1st of July, the decision, the ballot, it's all up to you, right? So, Mr. Panganai, the pool of contesting Secretary General is vast. As you said, there are 18 contesting Secretary Generals, right? Now, we want to know, what is it that makes you outstanding? I'm sure the viewers also want to know, why should we vote for this man? What makes him different? What makes him outstanding?
Okay, thank you for that question. I think I would like to first by acknowledging that the rest of the candidates are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good contestants, they're worth opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm not special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is special in this race.
Yeah.
Yes. I just hope that those guys have the same
vision
and they have the same
passion
for executing their jobs, mm-hmm. which they are going to get.
Okay.
But I think I would do a great job, and I don't know, because we have never met before, so I cannot say this has to make me special,
mm-hmm.
and these guys are not special.
Yeah,
this is just a week of a campaign. We've never met them, we've never engaged as candidates.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe the same qualities and same attributes I have, those guys could be possessing mm-hmm. the same qualities. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But for what I know is I want to execute office.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will make good checks and balances.
Mm.
I have a lot of problems with the systems we have at the University of Zimbabwe. Some of them, of those systems are small, but they appear to be big problems, but they're being ignored. I want to be a very big match problem to all those systems.
Okay.
I want to keep on pressing whatsoever. I want to make sure that the administration in check, and I will represent the students. Not to represent the administration. I'll be the voice of the students. So I think this thing will make me special. But just one thing I would like to articulate
mm-hmm.
is the issue of unions.
Yeah.
We are going towards the 2023 election, 2023 general election. So what's happening is there is ZANPF and the NCCC. So what's happening is these guys, they want to win 2023 elections. And the youth will determine the outcome of it. 2023 general elections. That is, they make sure that they have to get a grip on the youth. And this is a youthful institution. Okay. So they will be targeting it. That's why we are having this kind of election. So what I would like to say, definitely I would be special than someone who is affiliated to ZANU-PF and someone who is affiliated to CCC at this juncture. Not that I'm saying, Kuti, I'm for this or I'm for this. I'm not talking about 2023 elections. I'm talking about university administration.
Okay.
So whosoever those guys are, they're not special, because they will be representing CCCC, not the students. They will be representing what they want to achieve in 2023, not the accommodation issues.
Yeah.
They will be representing a landslide victory that they want.
Okay.
So those guys won't be special. But maybe the independent candidate, the rest of the independent candidates, then that's where the rest is. Because those guys, they would not be answering to any institution. If we are going to be doing a demonstration, that the fees has been raised, but the standard is too low. So we need to take a peaceful demonstration.
Okay.
Then we'll be going to demonstrate. So we're not going to be having any calls from anyone outside the university, that's external interference, saying, Kuti, Pangana, stop that demonstration.
Yeah.
So I'm quite certain, Kuti, we will achieve this because we are for the students and not we're not from the unions.
Okay.
So those guys wouldn't be special, but those guys would be special, definitely would be coming from independent candidates. They have the power to represent the students.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Pangana Idarikai was there, ending with the power of independence. Right, I will not dwell much on that, lest I dilute. But right, so we know that when you are campaigning, you know, you have, when people are campaigning, they have their strongholds, right? They have their certain constituencies where they know that they are going to get the bulk of their votes. So you, coming from the Faculty of Medicine, can you say that faculty is your stronghold, or what exactly is your stronghold as we look towards the election?
Okay, thank you for that question. Okay, so every election, you have to get a stronghold, and they say charity begins at home. Of course, people who know you are the people whom you study with, whom you spend most of the time with. If those guys, they don't vote for you, like we have seen even at national presidential levels, you'll see a presidential candidate getting 2 votes, but he has a family of five.
Yeah.
He has a family of five people. Then that's a problem. Those people, they have to like you, the people whom you live with. So I think with the Faculty of Medicine will be a strong word for me.
Right.
That includes the people whom I start with. I'd like to say, guys, let's vote. You support one of your own.
Yeah.
Because you know him. Not just you support him because you just study with him, but you know him. You know what he can do. What
you
he
know
wants
to do. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So that has to be my story. So went to our class, the class below us.
Okay. The junior.
The junior. Yes. I've explained to them what I intend to do. So I'm going to school. So be a strong because those are my people. Share the same problems, so they understand better. So it's not just BMS and the Faculty of Health that is going to be my strong one. So before I went, before I go further, you have to understand also that we have a lot of people. I've had a lot of friends from private and engaged with them, and I've talked to them on groups. So I suppose that will be also my strong one, because they know me too. We have guys from pharmacy. We have guys from Med Labs. I was once doing Med Labs here in Preston, so I switched over to BMS. Yeah, so I suppose that will be a strong one. I have people whom I play pool with here in Preston, so they are my friends.
Yeah.
I have guys whom I go to the gyms with. They know me, so they are going to support me because they know what I can do, what I want to do. I have people whom I stay with at Pew. I have people who I eat with at Max.
Jacks.
Yeah, exactly. So I have people all over.
Yeah,
I do a lot of things. Also, I have people whom I've helped maybe in doing the entrepreneurship too. So they are going to preach the gospel of Pangana Idarikai FESG. So I hope that will be a strong word for me. So my strong word now is diffuse.
Yeah.
It's going outcrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole faculty at the end will become a strong word for me. The whole campus.
Right.
Because they know me. I've explained to them, I've met them. So if they know what I want to do, I think the canvas is my stronghold.
The canvas is the stronghold.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for that. Okay, now while we are still at the fuck out of medicine and health sciences, right, allow me to zero into the BMS. BMS, one of the classes that seems to be, you know, having some controversial issues or controversial complaints, right? So maybe just in summative, what are you promising to your class? Right, we have heard the promises to the University of Zimbabwe, to other faculties, and to everyone in general. But what are you promising to your class and your juniors?
Okay, thank you again for that question. But I have a lot in store for them.
All right,
having them getting one representative from their side is a guarantee that they're going to be assisted a long way. They have a lot of challenges, those guys. It's a new program, it's a new animal. They are not understanding it, the BMS students. The administration also is not understanding BMS itself.
Okay.
So we have a big problem and we need to make sure we solve that problem. We have a lot of issues. We have major courses we'll be doing. So those major courses, during that major course, you just get a university-wide campus course, just in the middle of nowhere. It's not strategic. We're not saying they are bad doing language. That's a good thing because but you and Debele, I'm sure, we could speak together. That isn't that refreshing if I'm speaking your language.
Exactly.
Yes. So we are one people. Mm-hmm. So what I need to explain is we want something with order. Mm-hmm. You just don't bring a university-wide campus in the middle of a major course that can affect someone and make sure that person is going to repeat the war year if they fail the major course.
Yeah.
So they have to strategize everything. So I'm crying out to them after I get elected to make sure that they put their things in order. We don't want short notices.
Okay.
We don't want those modulars because they affect everything. So I promised BMS that I want to make their roadmap clear. I want to engage the government come and explain what they've instituted. They are the ones who brought the program. They have to explain to us and they have to give us assurances. We have never seen
a few days to the election, right? So we want to know how the election has been going on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you think you would rank the campaign?
Okay, the campaign has been going so bad. I would like to put it that way.
All right.
Yeah. I think it has gone so bad, especially for independent candidates. We're working on a tight budget. The election is just this. For a week, you have to campaign in a week. That is, you have to get posters, you have to get flyers, you have to get videos, you have to do everything within a week.
Okay.
So pretty much, I don't know who is behind all this.
Okay.
But I suspect the unions and I suspect external interference because they make sure they do a short notice election, then it's going to be favorable for some people.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. You even take a look at what is happening. We have the rules and regulations for the campaign.
Okay.
I've read the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'd find you'll be campaigning peacefully, going around.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of victimization that is going around from the unions. I've never had a problem with an independent candidate. But from the unions, we're having that. You go and campaign, maybe you go to NC4, trying to campaign. These guys are making sure they're going to come in their numbers and they're just going to sing whatsoever. Yeah. So actually, those two instances where people, they just start touting or singing, then it's all lies. Yeah. It's all lies. They're just here to shout and just to overshadow you so that your supporters
your campaign
are not
doesn't
going to,
go
doesn't
well.
Go well, and then people will start to think that maybe these guys, they don't have the vibe, they don't have what whatsoever. That's not what the election is about. The election is to go to someone, explain to them why you think they should vote for you. They have to hear you. But what is it if they just come and they just sing stupid songs?
Okay.
Is that going to address accommodation?
Not even a single problem.
Not even a single
issue, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what is happening. So you try to hold that day that is going to do that. You put a poster, tomorrow is not there. Or they put their poster on top of yours. But this is a regulation that they are not supposed to be doing.
Okay.
But of course, they're not going to be disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
maybe because of external interference, or then they just go, they can't, they just go, say, it's not me. Maybe it's my supporter, or maybe, I don't know what's happening. There are 17 of you guys. So the election has been going quite so bad when it comes to that. But I think that's not the campaign. We have engaged a lot of students at hostels, at the faculties. I went to a lot of faculties, the faculty of health from which I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
It's faculty of engineering, yeah, faculty of science, faculty of agriculture, I've went there. Faculty of education. And for the first time, those guys, they don't participate, but I talk to them. They are just here for the weekend. Usually they are here, maybe on a Saturday. But those guys, for the first time after hearing what I had to say, they're actually older people, most guys from education.
Yeah.
So they said they are going to come for that reason.
Wow.
And I want to put a ballot on me. And they said, I was going to look for, let us get your number. We're coming.
Yeah.
So it has never happened before. They've never attended any election. Those guys will fuck about the election. They said they're coming. So visited a lot of faculties have gone to the hostels. I'm planning on to scale up, go to the sports pavilion, go to the rank, whatsoever. I try to even go to the nearby hostels and hear the plan, but it's just 1 week. I think I cannot do a miracle.
Right.
So the campaign is quite good. I can say it's quite good
when but it comes there are to some
the interface.
There are some negatives that seem to be creeping
exactly.
in your campaign.
Of course, yeah. Those items are there. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard Panganai Darika and all that he has to stand for. Right. Maybe just before we knock off, Panganai Darika, what is your final word to the voters as we are heading to the polls on the 1st of July?
Okay, thank you for that question. So I had been doing a lot of engagement with the University of Zimbabwe students. 90% of those guys I met door to door, they're not even interested in the University of Zimbabwe politics, the SRC, the SRA, they'll be just studying. But let me tell you this, guys, we have to go and vote 1 July to protect our interest. Because just the 10% is going to be deciding for the 90%, all of you guys. That is, if you don't go and vote, then the problems of accommodation, problems of Wi-Fi, the problems of attachment are not going anywhere. So if you are going to vote for someone who's not going to give you accommodation, who doesn't have the assurance and the qualities to make sure that you get accommodation, then you have failed. If you don't go and vote, there is someone who's going to vote, but just a few of those guys are going to decide which of the leaders are they going to give you. And those guys will be for the allowances, will be for raise, and will be for prestige. For prestigious reasons, of course. So I want to make sure that my supporters go out in your numbers and go and vote. Make sure you put on Panganai Darika. I'm an independent candidate, ballot number 4. I'll be on ballot number 4. Just go and you protect your vote. If you don't vote, then everyone else is going to decide for you. So it's your right. Please register to vote. You are already registered as a registered student. If you have a current ID, then just come with that ID. It just takes 20 minutes. But you will see with the people that will not be coming to vote at the SU. But then they will be complaining, why are we not having attachment? Attachments, because people are not going to press on them. Those guys in the SRC are not pressing. We should we take our students, they need attachment. So you guys, please, guys, let's go and vote. I want to give this to you guys. People are coming with sweets, like literally means. Knocking on the doors and giving sweets. I don't think a person who has come at the tertiary institution should be accepting sweets in exchange for a vote. But actually, then you would want to blame people from the rural areas and say they've been given fertilizer and they're voting. What are they doing? Because you think you're smart, but you're the investor of Zimbabwe. But you're accepting sweets in exchange for a vote. But what I would say to you guys is just take those sweets, eat those sweets, but then you vote for someone with a vision, you vote for someone with the strength and energy to move you to the next level. So I hope you guys, you vote for me, and I hope I win on the 1st of July. Ballot number 4, I'm yours, Panganai Darika. Okay, I'm also quite certain of people who have met my posts, my campaign strategies and the likes. It's a shout out to everyone who is supporting Hamdan. He's quite a man of his word, he's worked his miracles at my program. So it's just for the faculty of medicine and health sciences. So I endorse him. I like his work and I like his resolutions. So he's a good man and I hope you consider to vote for him as well for SRA. Thank you.
So ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it yourself from Panganai Darikai, who is running for SG on the 1st of July. So it is up to you to decide whether you are going to guard your vote jealously and vote for someone who is going to put your interest at heart, or just throw away your vote or not even vote at all. So ladies and gentlemen, on the 1st of July, Panganai Darikai, contestant number 4, and also to the voters at the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, Hamdan Ibrahim, 4 faculty rep. From myself, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, your host, together with Panganai Darikai, who was our guest today, running for SG 2022-2023. Enjoy.